Welcome to Making Sense of It All. As always, I'm your host, Jesse Stakes. So I was first introduced to PS27 through a coworker of mine that provided a gift box from a company called Fresh Jacks. Fresh Jacks is a locally family-owned spices company that caught my attention because every box of spices they sold, they also donate one meal to fight childhood hunger right here in the United States. To make a long story short, they happen to be a company that PS27 Ventures invested in. In learning about the company's mission to put some good into the world, it made me absolutely more interested in learning about PS27 Ventures and the other companies that they chose to do business with. PS27 Ventures is a venture capital firm that focuses on early stage developing companies in a number of different industries. So naturally, I had to ask them to come share their story with my audience, and they graciously accepted. So my guest this week is Christine Caven. She's the Director of Communications for PS27 Ventures that's headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida. As you will hear shortly, Christine will tell you about PS27 Ventures and the many things that they do. Enjoy the conversation, and I'll check back in with you when it's finished. Let's jump right into it. So, Christine, tell us a little bit about PS27 Ventures. I know some people are going to be familiar with it, and some people, they're not going to know what it is. So, if you know, pretend like none of us do and tell us exactly what you guys do.
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone's somewhat familiar with the TV show Shark Tank, where investors invest in small businesses who are pitching really big ideas with innovative companies. And that's exactly what we do at PS27. We invest in early stage companies that are looking to grow their business with an extended team and venture capital. So we write checks between $250,000 up to $1 million to entrepreneurs who are just starting their businesses.
So, you know, I got to ask, I know Jim Stallings is the person who started the company, but what inspired it? How did PS27 get its start?
Yeah, so it was actually inspired after Jim Stallings had retired. He made an investment in one local entrepreneur in Jacksonville, and he learned in a short period of time that in order to make the investment worthwhile and see that company grow, we would need to help them along the way. So our model at PS27 empowers entrepreneurs to think big and start small, and we provide them with a team of advisors to help them grow their business. So as Director of Communications for PS27, I also serve as a media advisor to our portfolio companies, helping them with anything from podcast interviews like we're doing today to their newsletter marketing and, social media channels and things like that.
That's really cool. And I think it's a tremendous amount of resources that they wouldn't have on their own. And really they're getting, you know, I think people look at it sometimes, they think they're taking on an investor, but they're really taking on a partner.
Yeah, absolutely. Investing is a lot like dating. We do a lot of due diligence before we invest in a company. They submit their pitch deck on our website. We go through initial screening call with our investment analyst. We take a look at their financials. And then we do what's called a 4-hour workout with our team, which is like our, you know, first long date before the wedding, where we interview the founders with our entire team and their entire team to see if it's a good fit and see where they have any gaps that we can kind of fill in from our side. And also provide them with advice from their startup and see how well that they respond to getting advice from outside investors.
Very cool. So I know you'd mentioned it when in your first answer, but what is the first company that PS27 ever invested in?
Yeah, so the first company that PS27 invested in was a healthy snack solution called Smartbox. The founder was on a mission to help people make healthier decisions and replacing the chips and soda in vending machines with fruit, nuts, popcorn, and snacks that are healthier. And then what actually happened with this company is during COVID, when workers went remote, the company really took off by bringing snacks to individuals' home offices. They pivoted from in-store and in-hospital vending machines that they had with these healthy snacks to smart boxes that can be delivered to your front doorstep. They're a really successful e-commerce business. And I'll tell you a funny story. My roommate in college, she actually lives in New York City. And during COVID, it was very hard for them to get basic necessities, even just to go to the grocery store. So I would send them smart boxes as a care package And that would help refresh their pantry with what they needed as far as, you know, just something in between meals to keep them going throughout the day.
Wow, that's so cool. It's almost like, you know, it's just like anything else. It's you think you're starting one thing as a company and you have an idea, but then necessity or you know, life happens and then reality sets in and you end up with something totally different, but something ultimately much more successful than you would have ever had with your original idea.
Absolutely. They actually ended up selling their vending machine business to pivot to that e-commerce side of things. And at PS27, we really are here to invest in the founders. We know everyone on a first name basis. And we like to get to know that, you know, the personalities behind the companies are very strong, you know, leaders and able to receive feedback, because likely your company is going to change over time. It's not going to be the same from what it is on day one to day 1000.
Right. Well, I guess from that standpoint, you guys are staying connected with these companies. It's not like you're a lender, like a bank, where you're giving them a loan, you're giving them the capital they need, and then you're giving them that nice push off and saying good luck. You're their partner. Again, you guys are staying connected. You're part of the business now. You're part of their team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we're very hands-on. So anything from if a company is moving from one office to another and we need to help, you know, move boxes for them, or we need to be a shoulder to cry on when something like COVID-19 changes their entire business. We're here for the journey.
I know this is probably like asking you to pick a child, but do you have any favorite company that you guys have taken on and become a partner with?
Sure. So we actually launched a new fund in the summer of 2021, the PS27 Raya Fund. And one of our shining stars in the PS27 Raya Fund portfolio is Rye Superfoods. I first met Rise when they were in Gainesville during a 161 demo day, and they're two Harvard grads, probably in their late 20s, early 30s, and they are revolutionizing the coffee industry with healthy mushroom coffee. And no, it's not those kind of mushrooms. It's mushrooms that are healthy for your digestive system. So the reason I'm so proud of them is they have grown over 190,000 people follow them on Instagram. They've created an active community of mushroom coffee drinkers who are choosing a healthier alternative to black coffee. And, you know, I just love to see all of these different people interacting with their brand online. They've done a really great job taking advantage of innovative media tools like TikTok and Reels. And they make these amazing videos that really make you want to become a mushroom coffee drinker yourself.
So have you changed to mushroom coffee, or are you still drinking traditional bean coffee?
I'm half and half. So on a day when I'm waking up and I'm like, I'm going to have a completely healthy day, I start that day with Rise. I make myself a healthy breakfast. But I mean, I think I'd be pulled kicking and screaming out of my local favorite coffee shop.
That's very cool. And I've never thought about trying mushroom coffee. I'm going to have to give it a shot now.
We'll send you some.
Very, very cool. So PS27 as a business, I mean, you guys have grown leaps and bounds. I mean, it's not like you guys have stayed, you know, you had an idea and you've stayed the same size. You guys have exploded. You guys are doing different days for as far as focusing on different groups of people within our community. Can you tell me a little bit about kind of, you know, that, you know, where it is and how it's going today kind of a thing?
Yeah. So, you know, when I first started at PS27, we were really a mom and pop shop. I started as an intern, and my job was to upload any news stories about the PS27 portfolio companies to our website. There are maybe one or two stories every couple of months, and today we have dozens. We've been able to bring in limited partners to our group to impact more businesses with capital connections and community. We've moved to a different office closer to Southside in Jacksonville on Main Street area of town, and we've been able to invest in more companies than ever due to having outside partners. Local investors in Jacksonville come into our group who also want to support women, veterans, and founders of color.
Well, and you guys are not just in Jacksonville anymore. You guys have grown. I mean, you're in Miami, Orlando. What other markets that have you guys started to venture into?
Yeah, so we actually invest all across the nation. We Rise Superfoods is based in Boston. Cool. Another one of our portfolio companies, Roosted, is in Texas. So as long as the companies are U.S.-based, we'll take a look at investing in them. We like to invest primarily on the East Coast, but in recent times, you know, we are breaking into the Atlanta market. There's a lot happening down in Miami. also Austin, Texas, and other regional areas up in North Carolina as well that are really hot spots for entrepreneurship.
I got to imagine you're putting the miles on the plane, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's all part of our scouting program as well. So we actively aren't just waiting for entrepreneurs to come to us. We'll go out and try to find them as well. So we oftentimes will attend different innovation events throughout the state. I work with Synapse Summit, which is in Tampa. They also do an event in Orlando. There's another company called Emerge Americas down in Miami that hosts a world-class conference every April that we try to make it to. And really anything that's on the East Coast, if there's an entrepreneurship event out there where there's a demo day or a Shark Tank, we want to be there to network with those founders and bring them into our portfolio.
That's tremendous. It's wonderful. I think you guys are a great company that's finding ways to invest and give back all over the place within our communities. Are there any type of, are there industries that you guys focus on? Are there things that you're more passionate about or more excited about than others? Or are you guys kind of an equal opportunity investor?
Yeah, so a few of the areas that we like to invest in, fintech is a big one. Jacksonville is becoming a fintech hub. And we have a lot of relationships with the players in town like Black Knight and FIS. We also love to invest in health tech, anything that's around a healthy solution. I mentioned Smartbox Snacks is a healthy solution, Arise Coffee, if there's a healthy element to it. We like to invest in things that, you know, we can share with our friends and family to help them live a healthier lifestyle. We also are focused on companies that are investing in sustainability. That's one of our newest verticals, is any company that can provide a solution that kind of, you know, makes our carbon footprint a little bit smaller. And then SaaS companies as well, people that are building SaaS solutions in all industries. So in that way, we're industry agnostic.
Very cool. I think one of the coolest things that you guys do, and I had the opportunity to hear about it through our bank, actually, that I work at, is some of the Shark Tank events that you guys are putting on yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we found at PS27 is a lot of the founders that we work with, they needed help not only with scaling their companies, but also with their leadership skills. And we started hosting programs at our office that were just small round tables and having different subject matter experts like yourself come in and talk about, you know, banking or exiting or, you know, how to do marketing and things like that. We actually formed a nonprofit around it called the PS27 Foundation. And that's where we run all of our programs. So we do three events throughout the year focused on different minority groups. And they are there to provide education to those groups and also showcase success. So we have our marquee event coming up in March, which is our Female Founders Forum. It's the largest celebration of International Women's Day in Florida. And one thing that I'll share is that companies founded solely by women receive only 2.4% of the total venture capital invested in venture-backed startups in the United States. And we started noticing this as female employees at PS27 when we would host these events at our office. We would look around and say, you know, only one or two women are here taking advantage of these learning opportunities, or the women in the room were more service providers for the entrepreneurs in the room. So we wanted to create a women's event to bring more women together at our office and break down some barriers around learning for folks who want to start their own businesses. So that first meeting at our office had about maybe 10 or 15 people around a small table. Today, we hosted at the University of North Florida, and we have over 300 women that attend. And that's students of entrepreneurship, women who have started their own companies, and also what we call corporate entrepreneurs. So women who are in larger companies, but are working on innovation within a larger firm. So this is a great opportunity for women-owned businesses to showcase what they've got. We always highlight amazing keynote speaker. This year, we have the founder of Swell Water Bottles. You might see those floating around your cycle class or yoga class. And there were a sustainability play. The founder wanted to find a way to reduce plastic bottles, and she created this titanium bottle that will withstand, you know, the test of time. So that's going to be on March 3rd at the University of North Florida. We also have a Shark Tank for that event. So applications close at the end of January. And the prize is a $250,000 investment from the Raya Fund after due diligence. So we're really looking forward to that event. Again, that's happening on March 3rd, 2023 at the University of North Florida. And then throughout the year, we have two other events that we're doing. We're doing a Black Founders Forum Friday before Juneteenth this summer. And that's also going to be an opportunity for Black founders to showcase their business and network in real time with venture capitalists, as well as a veteran-owned business event that's coming in November of this year. PS27 is a Black-owned business. Our founder, Jim Stallings, was also a former Marine captain. So we've always wanted to do something for veterans and to tie all of the groups that reflect our team into these events that we can bring to the community to network and really create long-lasting relationships for the founders that attend.
I'd like to talk about you a little bit, Christine. You work for PS27, but what inspired you to join PS27?
Yeah, so I actually, my background is in communications. I went to the University of North Florida and got a degree in public relations and a minor in leadership. And when I graduated, I was actually 1 year ahead of my peers. So when I first graduated college, I was looking for different internships that I could get involved with. And my senior internship at UNF was with a group of an event called OneSpark. And OneSpark was the world's largest crowdfunding festival. If you were in Jacksonville in 2013, 2014, it would be hard not to hear of the brand OneSpark. I was one of 12 PR interns, and it was all about promoting entrepreneurship. So there were, artists, musicians, folks, creating different crafts, and then also tech companies with augmented reality, new solutions around HR and all of these different great ideas that would take over downtown Jacksonville. It's also one of the events where I met my husband, Matt Caven. So I've been really intertwined with the entrepreneurship community from day one and from my learning at UNF. And then after I graduated, my roommate, she worked for an HR company called Wicked Smart, which was an offset of Adecco. And they would pair resumes with really exciting jobs in the community. So I put my resume up as a way to help her with her internship. She was looking for more students to put on the platform. And there were different businesses that were looking for interns. And within a week, I was paired with a company called Naturally Smart Foods. And that was a high protein ice cream company. So my job was to go out to Whole Foods, to Earth Fair, to Lucky's Market, to these different grocery stores, and work with the customers and sample the products in the store. And during my interview, I talked to them about my communication skills and my marketing skills, and actually came on as their marketing team lead at the time. They had a very small team. And the funny thing about it is I would go into work, in yoga pants and health food, outfits, because this is a healthy ice cream and you wanted to promote like gym style working out. And then you would eat this high protein ice cream to get a better workout for your next one. And the funny thing was that they were actually co-working out of the PS27 office. So PS27 was an investor in this health food company, and they eventually pivoted into a coffee company. And when they pivoted, the founder of Naturally Smart Foods recommended that I join the PS27 team. And that's when I started my internship at PS27 8 years ago. And again, we had a tremendous leader in Jim Stallings, and I haven't been able to break away from the team and the excitement around investing in companies ever since.
That's wonderful. Well, and it's kind of cool. You're almost involved with a different business every time you're dealing with a different partner of yours. So it's not like you're working in the same job, doing the same thing every day. You get to do something different and varied every time that you pick up the phone and call somebody else.
Exactly. And with a background in communications and public relations, that usually fits in with an ad agency or communications agency where you have a variety of clients like that. And I have a variety of clients that I'm looking for PR opportunities. They're just the startups that we're also invested in. So we get to see, the success of their business comes back to the success of our overall company, which is really a great way to be invested in what you're doing. And, the heart behind it and the heart behind the founders really makes it a pleasure to, get up and go to work every day.
Absolutely. Christine, I really appreciate you joining us today. If our audience wants to learn more about PS27 Ventures, and if they want to learn more about you and what you guys do over there, how can they find you?
Absolutely. Feel free to add me on LinkedIn. That's Christine Caven. Our website is ps27ventures.com. And you can also learn more about our programs at ps27foundation.org.
Excellent. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you, Jesse. We'll talk soon.
As Christine shared during our interview, PS27 puts on some really cool events throughout each year for entrepreneurs and for just people that are fans of watching others take that leap of faith, put themselves out there, and see if their ideas have wings. I'll try and make sure that Making Sense of It All shares and highlights each of those events and how you can be a part of them if you're interested. Well, that's going to do it for us today. If you enjoy the show, share us. Smash that like button wherever you see them. It helps spread the good word about the people and companies that we highlight each week. We'll catch you guys next time.